AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's special envoys cutting short Gaza ceasefire talks in Qatar. Saka Magani has details.
Steve Witkoff says the latest response from Hamas shows a lack of desire to reach a truce, and the group does not appear to be coordinated or acting in good faith. He says it's a shame Hamas has acted in this selfish way. Witkoff says the team will head back from Qatar for consultations and consider alternative options. The move comes a day after White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt said both Witkoff and President Trump have been clear.
We want this ceasefire to happen as soon as possible, and we want these hostages to be released.
The sides have held weeks of talks with small signs of progress, but no big breakthroughs as conditions in Gaza get worse. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meantime, French President Emmanuel Macron says France will recognize Palestine as a state.
Macron says he'll formalize the decision at the United Nations General Assembly in September. Macron has supported Israel since the October 2023 Hamas attacks, but he has become increasingly frustrated with Israel's war in Gaza. France has Europe's largest Jewish population and the largest Muslim population in Western Europe. The fighting in the Middle East often creates protests or other tensions in France. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Trump visited the Federal Reserve this afternoon to inspect building renovations.
In many ways, it's too bad it started, but it did start.
And he again made his views clear that he'd like to see the Fed lower interest rates.
I'd love to see them come down a lot, but we have a country that's thriving. We had a dead country 1 year ago. Today, we have the hottest country anywhere in the world.
Gains for several big tech companies helped nudge the S&P and the NASDAQ to new closing highs again. The Dow fell 316 points, or 0.7%. This is AP News. Three police officers were shot and the suspect killed in Northeast Ohio. Jennifer King has the story.
He was laying in wait and opened fire with multiple rounds.
Acting Police Chief Michael Failing said two officers were at an undeveloped industrial park after purchasing a pizza and were set upon.
Having their lunch in their respective patrol vehicles. The suspect had parked at the dead end of Missouri Avenue, and he had an arsenal of weapons with him.
A third officer responding to the call for help was seriously injured.
Suspect was shot on scene and was pronounced deceased. Officer Gale suffered a gunshot wound to his hand, and he's being treated at Mercy Health Center right now. Both Officer Payne and Wagner suffered multiple gunshot wounds.
Officials told reporters that a bomb squad was called in and found explosives in the suspect's vehicle. Audio courtesy WEWS News 5. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.